This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Pandas, deep-sea fish, rhinos. You probably didn't get to see them in person at the height of the pandemic. Zoos, aquariums, museums all closed their doors this past year and took a major financial hit, especially if they sell tickets. Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher on how they've managed.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium is once again open to visitors like this group of kids at its Tidal Wave exhibit. The past year was brutal, says Aquarium COO Cynthia Vernon.
We lost about $70 million.
She says it's roughly two-thirds of the aquarium's operating budget. And it's not easy for these kinds of nonprofits to cut costs.
The animals had to be cared for.
Dan Ash heads the Association of Zoos and Aquariums.
Essentially, the facility had to continue functioning at 100%.
Sea otters to feed, fish tanks to clean, pandas that need veterinary care. But even so, Brian Mittendorf at Ohio State University says most nonprofit zoos and museums hobbled through.
They did better than the worst case scenario that many of us envisioned. And part of that is because other forms of revenues help keep things afloat.
Revenue like donations, investment returns, and grants. And now, ticket sales again. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.